Fight presents. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin, and I am not alone. She hosts the podcast Kicking Back with Kat. Please welcome Katrina Blake.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, and today we have an amazing show, and of course, nothing but amazing guests, and today is no exception. She is the Battle Arts Academy Women's Champ, a second-generation wrestling superstar, and she had a stellar performance at the NWA Empower. Please welcome Bianca Corelli. So we have a lot, maybe because of the excitement of talking to you. We have a lot in common, so I'm also a Canadian girl.
Yay!
I know. So, first off, I want to say that I was low key. I was stalking you for a minute because, you know, doing stuff for your interview. But then I was also, then I started like looking at your dad's stuff. He's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird, like following him. Cause I was like, but I'm like, you know what I'm saying? It's like your friend's dad. Like, and just like, it's not like we're friends, but it's just like, I didn't know. It's a very, you know, it's a very weird situation, but he's absolutely hilarious.
He is, and it's like he doesn't even, like, sometimes he tries to be, but sometimes he doesn't try to be, and he just genuinely is really funny. Yeah, he's posting all kinds of stuff all the time.
Yeah, and it's like my sense of humor. It's like that Canadian dry. It's not like super dry, but it's like certain people will get it. Like, I was dying on some of his posts, and I was like, this is absolutely hilarious. Like, I feel like I need to get your permission to follow him. I
don't know. Go ahead. Follow him. It's fine.
Now, speaking of your dad, I want to get into, so, you know, we have some duos, like father-son duos. Is there any, has there been any talk of you guys doing a duo somewhere or eventually? Because he's in good shape.
I mean, like, a lot of people, like, especially, like, fans have kind of mentioned it, like, oh, that'd be so funny, like, will we see this? And, I think it would be hilarious, but, I mean, there hasn't been any situation yet where it's actually, like, came up, or we haven't really had any opportunities to do that yet, but if there was, like, a chance, like, oh, my God, that'd be great, because, like you said, like, he is really funny, so, and I love my dad, so, like, working together would be hilarious, and I feel like it would just, something, we come up with something good, like something funny would be the product of that.
And now, is there anybody that you're thinking in particular? Like, maybe, like, I mean, Ric Flair is no, like, I mean, he's older, but I think that would still be kind of fun to see.
Like Bella and Rick versus, like, you and my dad. It would be pretty funny, yeah, especially because, like, the difference in characters, like, it would have a good contrast. And, like, you know, there's, like, even, like, Noelle and Mick Foley. And then there's, like, Jimmy Yang Wang and then Jazzy Yang Wang. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been feuding with us a little bit on Twitter. So they're going to kick us in the timbits. So, I mean, like, that might be a good opportunity to get some revenge for that comment.
I like it. Katrina?
Is there any advice that your dad has given you that you've, like, taken with you in, like, wrestling or, like, your everyday life in general?
Well, yeah, I would say, like, in terms of, you know, attitude and, like, this kind of approach to life as well as wrestling, I think the biggest thing is don't always assume to know everything or anything. You need to be adaptable, you need to be a sponge, you need to be coachable. If you close your mind, if you're closed-minded, you're limiting your own growth. So I think, like, a lot of what I take, you know, from him throughout my life has just been being able to want to learn, be willing to learn, and be easy to teach. Because, you know, sometimes there's people with so much information, and, they, you know, they want to help and they want to teach, but if you're not a good student, then you're just going to throw away all the potential knowledge that you can take and use and use to make yourself a better person or a better wrestler. So I feel like my dad, you know, a lot of people wouldn't say this, but I feel like he's a very spiritual person. Like, I feel like a lot of advice that I've gotten him throughout my life has been stuff that's kept me grounded and kept me focused. And, again, that's something that carries over in, like, many different areas of life. Just having, like, a grounded mind is always the best way to approach life, I think.
Very true.
Amazing advice. I love that.
I know. So I actually met you at NWA Empower, and you guys had, it, like, that event was absolutely amazing. And so, fun fact, I rarely watch full pay-per-views. And if it's live, I leave halfway through. And this was the first pay-per-view in my life that I stayed the whole way through.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely amazing event. And so, you know, your experience being in the main event, what was that like?
Well, that was pretty cool. Because I guess I'd read the initial email wrong. So I didn't actually realize that I was in the main event till like about 2 weeks before the actual show. And then when I realized I was in the main event, I was like, holy, this is awesome. This is really cool. It was my first match in the States. It was my first main event. And it was something else that was my first. I can't remember. Oh, and my first pay-per-view. So, I mean, it was so many, like, first things in one show that I was so excited, so amped. It was a great learning experience. The biggest crowd I've ever wrestled in front of live, so that was, nice. Just the energy was different, and I really liked it. And now, like, I'm just craving that feeling again. Like, I want to get back out there with that big audience and do it again. It was a lot of fun.
Was there anything you were able to, like, gather? Because that was an amazing pay-per-view. Your match was one of my favorites of the night. Like, that was, like, a solid pay-per-view from, like, beginning to end. But you were around, like, so many, like, amazing women as well. Like, you know, Jazz and Gail Kim. Was there any, like, thing you were able to get from them, like, as far as advice or just something to take with you with that match or even afterwards?
Well, you know, of course, like, any little piece of information, like, you hear, you know, like I said, I always kind of tend to absorb it, but I felt like the biggest takeaway, the thing that was, like, to me the most impactful was, like, the sisterhood. I actually just got goosebumps. The sisterhood backstage in the, I guess, like, locker room changer, whatever you want to call it. The energy was so positive, and it was so inspiring. Like, you know, you have a bunch of strong, powerful women. We're out here. You know, we like to wrestle. You know, everyone just being so kind to each other and supportive. Like, it's awesome. Because especially in this industry, you know, there's only so many spots for women. So it's so easy for, you know, maybe people to think, oh, like, Ash, I want her spot, or I want her spot. And, you know, to have that kind of, that competition, that competitive element. And I felt like at this pay-per-view, everyone was so genuinely just happy to be here together, doing this show together, and, like, how far the wrestling business has come, like, that we could have this all-women pay-per-view event. It was just overwhelming, like, not just as, like, a female wrestler, but as a woman to, like, feel that sisterhood. It was really nice.
Yeah, it gave me so many ideas just for the show and other shows, and it's just amazing. Like, it takes me back to my mom forced me to go to all girls school in Toronto, downtown Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, it's gonna be different than going to a co-ed school, and that's essentially just going to that pay-per-view. What I felt like, the energy was different, and no shade to the guys the next day. I mean, we're like, okay, but I literally went, like, halfway through, and I started editing the videos, the interviews that we did the day before. So it's just, you know, no shade to them, but it's just something about, like, women's wrestling and just seeing, like, everybody come to their own, and then just seeing everybody grow and the matches and the storytelling, and also seeing that there's stories that could be told other than, you know, you stole my boyfriend or you're no longer my friend anymore. Like, it's just, you know, there's so much more to that. So I absolutely love it. Now, kind of going back and forth between Toronto and here. You have left Canada. You are now in the States. What's your experience been like thus far?
Well, honestly, first off, the weather, I am loving the weather here. Like, I'm not meant for cold weather. I've never been meant for cold weather. And, like, it's always hot here, and I love it. Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, food, though, like, I gotta say, Toronto, we have, like, every kind of restaurant, every kind of food. It's so good. Here, I feel like there's less, like, they have, like, different kinds of cuisines, but they have, like, less, like, variety. Like you said, like, it'd be, like, one sushi place, not, like, five within a couple kilometers. And, like, you know, it's fine. Like, I guess we don't need, like, many, many sushi places, but I like sushi. So food is a big thing for me.
Yeah, I found the same thing. I found it, like, because I'm in L.A., so, like, you can get, like, so many amazing, like, Mexican restaurants in L.A., and then Toronto, I remember when they had, like, the first Mexican restaurant, I think it was, like, in Pickering or something like that, and it was terrible, because I had lived in the U.S. for a while, so I definitely agree the diversity is, you know, of food is lacking, but, you know, warm weather, what can you do? So now what made you, so the school that you're going to, what made you choose that school and, you know, how's the experience in Florida going for you?
So I'm really happy that I moved here. So a friend of mine, who, you know, works with, WWE, NXT, I just asked him, I said, you know, I want to go to Orlando. I know there's more wrestling there. I felt like, you know, I can only get so far in Canada. You know, there's not a whole bunch of women to wrestle, and you want to wrestle with people way beyond your experience, that's how you're going to get better. So I said, you know, what's a good school that you could recommend? And he recommended Devon Dundee's school. So I started there last week, Tuesday. So the training's been pretty good, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., which is like 15 hours a week there. And then I do my own training, like my own working out. And then I do some other ring work. With any chance that I get, anybody that wants to do ring work, like, I jump in and I train. So, since I've moved here, I feel like, honestly, in just a few weeks, that I have learned so much, and I've gotten a lot better, I've gotten a lot more confident. Also, I've been able to do a show, with the exception of last weekend. I've had at least one show every weekend, where in Canada, even when things were open, it was like once a month. So already, there's more hours training in the ring. There's more shows. Like, the move was the best thing I could have done for my career and just be able to learn, because there's so much more happening here in the wrestling scene.
Is there a state in particular, I know you said you just came to the States, but is there like a state in particular you would love to wrestle at, or just you're kind of like wherever the wind takes me?
Well, so for some reason, and I don't know why, like I really want to go to Texas because I've never been there, and they say like everything's bigger in Texas, and I want to see if it's true. I want to see what they're talking about. Like the buildings, the food, and like, because I said I'm huge on food, if I'm going to go there and they're going to give me like a nice portion of something, like that, I want to see that. Oh, look at me, all I think about is food.
I think the portions in general are bigger. Well, I haven't been back to Toronto in like 4 years, but I think the portions in general are tend to be a bit bigger in the U.S. Like, it's just, it's...
I've noticed that, I like it.
You like it until you don't like it anymore. You're just like, okay, this is not normal. This is not what's supposed to be happening, but you know, it is what it is. So now you said in an interview that, you know, one of your dreams is to wrestle in WrestleMania. Now, if you could create a storyline where you're headlining WrestleMania, who would you have your match with, and what would the story be?
Ooh, the creative juices are like going. What would be the most interesting? Oh, okay. So we bring back my dad, and then maybe like some who could it be?
Wait, as your dad or your dad's sister?
We bring back just like my regular dad.
Okay.
And then maybe like I know this is like often done, but I think it's been done a few times. or like some evil wrestler girl is messing with my dad, and then I have to like beat her up to like save my dad. Like, I think that would be kind of funny, because then there's like more on the line than just like who's gonna win. It's like, okay, who's gonna win, but this is also for family honor, and then it just adds like a whole other level. But I can't think of who exactly the girl would be. It'd have to be somebody who's like really good with like character work and like could really add the drama to this. Eva right now, the whole evolution, like WWE, like she's pretty sassy, and like, you know, her character is very like mischievous, and I feel like maybe like she could stir up some drama.
Or Mandy Rose.
Oh yeah, she could. She seems like she could stir up some drama, and then I have to come in there and set things straight.
I can see it. I can see all of it, because I can see your dad be like, I'm not seeing what you're seeing. I'm for it. I'm for it. All I want to see that. That's just. That I'm somebody book that just
like a good storyline. Like, you gotta have like some drama. Like, that's, you know, like wrestling is obviously like the main part, but the drama is like the gravy on the potatoes. Like,
right. It's the drama with the questioning, because like you could have we had Ric Flair with Lacey Evans, right? But we didn't know. It wasn't like. My question is, so wait, are they dating, or are they just going to get coffee? Like, it was very confusing in such a good way. Like, it made me want to like, wait, so what is going on? Like, why are we so upset? Like, I love that type of storytelling where it's just like, sometimes you just don't necessarily know what the answer is, but you're just like, you're still invested in it. Cause it's like, but I mean, it's, and then you also know that both parties are married. It was very confusing, but very good at the same time. Like, that's what, to me, when great wrestling is like, when you know the truth, but you're so into it, you buy the story. I'm for it all.
And like, I totally like vibed what was happening there. Cause like with Charlotte, like that's her dad, you know what I mean? And it's like, Lacey, like, how could you exposing her dad? You bad girl. So I mean, like, you want to see that. You want to see like, part of it, just get at Lacey and be like, leave my dad alone. So, you know, so I feel like that had good energy, and then we could just like level it up to like 1,000, and that would be my mania storyline.
And the thing too, it would be a little bit more believable for you, because like, your dad's younger.
He's younger,
so
yeah.
Like, you know, with Ric Flair, it's just kind of like, I mean, this is kind of believable, but like, is there any work really being put in here? We don't know.
I mean, so it is like, for sure, you know.
It is. That he has so many stories. It's absolutely insane. Like, he's a living legend for sure. But I would love to see all those stories. So like, let's just make those happen. Let's put it in the universe and make it happen.
Love it.
Do you have like a dream opponent, like anybody that you would love to wrestle that you haven't had a chance to wrestle yet?
Yeah, well, I have to say, and like, I always, like, there's usually a few women that I like to say, because like, you know, there's a lot of people that I admire, like their work, and you know, like, there's a lot of legends that like, I'd be honored to work with in this business. But honestly, just even as like a fan, like, I really like Asuka. Like, I just love how she works. I feel like she's so vicious. I feel like she has such a cool presence, and she's funny, and like, I really like the aggression that she brings to the ring, and I feel like that's so important in wrestling, is like, even though we have all these really great storylines, and you know, like really cool entrances, and you know, the main part is the fight. It is the ferocity. It is the desire to win. And I feel like, you know, wrestling with Asuka, that there would be that level of competition that would, between her and I, that would make such a interesting match, because, you know, she knows, she's so knowledgeable, she's so well trained. I feel like it would be like one heck of a fight, you know, and that's something I think would be really interesting. Also, like, yeah, I would definitely want to wrestle Asuka. That'd be really cool. Okay.
And now you said you started school, was it this Tuesday you said, or last Tuesday?
So last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday. So now, like, have you met Devon? And if so, is there any advice that, like, he gave you or anything, like, you start your first day of school anywhere? Like, it's always the first day. So, like, what was that experience like? You know, new country, new school, new state. Like, what was all that like?
So, you know, at first, like, I didn't really think about it. And then till, like, an hour before I had to get there, I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I'm a little bit, am I nervous? Like, you know, it felt like the first day of school and you're the new kid. And, you know, thankfully, everyone was awesome. Everyone was really nice. I talked to Devon just kind of about, like, my goals. The program, I really liked the program. Everybody there was so supportive. They have a really good team environment, which I really like. So, like, during drills and stuff, everyone's supporting each other. Like, they really have us doing things as a unit. We got to do our warm-ups in unison, count in unison. And especially because, you know, how I mentioned, you know, wrestling can be so competitive, to foster that feeling of community within the gym, I think is so important. Because, you know, people, you only get better when you work together. And they have this philosophy, like, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And, you know, I really agree with that. So I think that the environment there is very positive, and the kind of environment where a wrestler should be to learn and grow and feel comfortable. So I had a really good first week last week. I guess that sounds weird, but it makes sense. And then this week's been great, too. And, yeah, like, every time I go, I'm excited because I know I'm going to learn something new and I'm going to push myself. And that's what I'm here to do, is to learn and push through. So things are good there.
That's great. Is there, like, let's say you weren't wrestling and you could pick, like, a different career path, what would you pick? Because I know you have a degree in biology, I believe, right? So, like, and I think that's super cool as somebody who has, like, 50 degrees. So, like, what is, like, a career choice you would pick if you wasn't wrestling that you would love to do that wasn't inside the ring?
It's hard to say. Like, I've done some work, actually, like, with, oh, God, again, with the food. What's wrong with me? I worked for this company called InSaga in Mississauga, where I got to go to different restaurants, and I got to, like, try food and just advertise the restaurant. Like, I feel like that would be kind of a dream job. Like, you get paid to go eat different places. But, I mean, I also really like, you know, working with children. I think they're hilarious. I think they're inquisitive. I do like science. In university, I was very fortunate that, like, I did this partnership with this program called Let's Talk Science, and I got to go to different schools. I'm also bilingual, so I went to, like, some French schools, some English schools, and I got to teach science in both French and English to children of, like, various ages, and, you know, do science experiments, which I felt was very rewarding. I really like when you see, like, the gears start to move, or, like, they're starting to understand, or they have questions, they want to learn. I definitely like that. I like to inspire the youth, but that's also why I'm attracted to wrestling. Because, you know, although my character sometimes can be kind of a jerk or whatever, I want to inspire youth and, you know, inspire, you know, positive thinking and confidence and kindness. And even if that means sometimes, for, like, story's sake, exemplifying how not to be, you know, kids are able to pick up on that and say, oh, I don't think that's nice. I don't want to be like that. So whether you're showing them, you know, a positive role model or a negative role model, it's still offering kids an opportunity to learn. And, you know, I feel like they're so bombarded with so many different things in the media, on TV, and the radio, that it's really important for kids to have positive role models. You know, sometimes both parents are working and someone's not home and the kid's in front of the TV, and that's normal. I pretty much grew up a lot in front of the TV. So, you know, it is important that there are positive messages being spread towards the kids. So I guess teaching science and wrestling, are different, but they can have similar goals in mind.
Yeah, and that food one, you can do that right now. You don't have to, like,
wait. Back. I'm going to go do that then.
You can do that right now while you're wrestling. Here's what I can, this is because I wrestle so much, this is the restaurant I can go to. And, I mean, you're considered an influencer, and they're going to pay you, and you get food for free. So
that's
I mean,
a really good idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, I am the big idea queen. I can give you ideas if you need some storylines. If you hit me up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I got you.
Okay.
I
can
give you ideas. Yeah, I am notorious for creating ideas.
I think your audio cut. Uh oh. No, can you?
You need it.
I'm meeting my own self.
There we go. That was awesome.
But big ideas, that's my thing. Another reason, one of the reasons why I have big ideas is because I read a lot. Now, I saw an interview that you read a lot as well. You do a lot of audiobooks as well as I'm reading a lot of books. My thing is I just started listening to audiobooks, and it's a game changer. I always thought people who listen to audiobooks are lazy.
So did I.
Yeah. Like, why don't you just read a book? Like, why are you so lazy? And I realized that all the rich people, they listen to audiobooks because they don't have time to actually sit down and read. Got through 5 audiobooks last week. So with you, book are you reading, and like, what audiobook are you listening to?
So, like, my physical book is always, like, my leisure reading. And, like, it's embarrassing because I'm still on the same book from the last interview where you probably heard that I said I like to read. I've been really busy. But I'm still stuck on Da Vinci Code. But I really like that book. And then for audiobooks, I always listen to, like something like self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to look up the title because I was confused. His 2 books, Eckhart Tolle. It's, where is it? Okay, so The Power of Now, I'm halfway through, but my next one that so far so good. Sometimes, he throws so much information at you that, like, you listen to it for 10 minutes, you're like, okay, I have to digest now, and you gotta think about it. But the next one I'm gonna read, which I already purchased, and I'm really excited, it's called The 4 Agreements, and I'm not necessarily sure. You read it?
That's a good one. And then I would say add Crushing It by Gary Vee to your list.
Okay.
I read that one, I listened to that one last week. Game changer.
Really?
By listening to it, it might actually help you create the idea of getting the free food at the restaurants.
Ooh!
Like, together that idea, like how you can get the free food, like where they'll just come to you.
I like that. Yes, it's like Uber Eats without ordering the Uber Eats.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Like, we like your aesthetic. We like your look. We hear that you love food. Here, just come to the restaurant, or here, we'll send it to you. Just do a video.
Wow. I like that. So crushing it. Okay, so that is going to be my next book purchase. I just wrote it down. It's happening.
Go to Scribes, it's an app. $9.99 unlimited books.
Unlimited
books.
Yes. That is also a lifesaver.
Is that annually or like a month?
No, a month. But you listen to, like, I did 5 books last week.
Okay, so it depends on how many books.
Even if you pay $9.99 and you read 1 book, it's still, because when I listen to audiobook the first time around, I got Michelle Obama's book. This is, like, so off topic, but whatever. Michelle Obama's book for like $24, the audiobook. And then I could have paid $9.99 for the month and, you know, listened to that and all the other books. So I got that, and now I just listen to unlimited books.
Oh, that's so smart. Thank you.
No,
you just saved me so much money, probably.
Thank you.
So much knowledge and saved money. Thank you.
That's what we're here for. And with that being said, are you ready to hit Rapid Hot Tags?
Yes.
All right. So Rapid Hot Tags is brought to you by our sponsor, Manscaped. And Rapid Hot Tags, how it goes is we ask you a question. You say the first thing that comes to mind. So are you ready?
Okay.
If you were to meet a celebrity, who would it be?
Francis.
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 25-year-old for the rest of your life, which one would you choose?
body.
Me too. Your house containing everything you own catches fire, and after saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to make one final dash to save one other item. What would it be?
My files.
Like my
paper files.
Oh, okay,
like
gotcha.
It has all my important documents. Like, I feel like I could just reprint them. Okay, my laptop. My laptop.
Are they not saved in a drive?
I'm so old-fashioned. I'm like, my documents.
Last question. If you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Stephen Hawking. 100%.
There it is.
I heard he was very sassy, though. I heard, that would be interesting to get roasted, possibly, by Stephen Hawking. He's just, like, making fun of me with his, like, technology, I suppose. But I feel like he was such a great mind, like, a genius. Like, I would just, like, whether or not we're talking about science, which I would like to talk science with him, just to see how he would operate and how he would move and how he conducts himself would just be so interesting to, like, observe mm-hmm. him like that. But I will never have that chance, unfortunately. But.
Well, I mean, the next life. I mean, if you believe in that. Yeah. Always possibility. So, final question before we get out of here. So, this is a question for everybody. So, now, Bianca, you become part of the Women's Wrestling Talk crew. So, what we do is we do a panel question and we just answer the question, you know, how do we feel for people in Fight Universe to get to know us as hosts? So the question is, if Chyna were alive today, who would you want to see or have a match with and why?
So am I answering this?
Everybody's answering it. So you can go
okay.
first, you can go whatever you feel like.
Sure, I'll go first. I would like to wrestle Chyna because I think she's awesome and badass. And I would, yeah, that'd be awesome. She could totally, like, press me and throw me out of the ring. I'm cool with that.
I like that. I like that. I said, that's why you wanted to go first. I was like, she's very eager. Nobody's even that eager. Katrina, who would you pick?
Either between Bianca Belair or Jordynne Grace. I feel like with her and Jordynne, like, you know, and Bianca, they're all, like, physical. I feel like that would be an amazing match. And Chyna's, like, you know, she was, like, game-changing for wrestling in general. So I would love to have seen her against either Jordynne or Bianca. I think that would be, like, an amazing match either way. Or triple threat. You know what? Just put that in there. Triple threat match. Just put that in there.
Cool. I like that. I like that. I would say... I do like all the answers. I would say... Nia Jax.
Oh, that's another good one.
Because it's kind of like, you know, we always do the David and Goliath, you know, thing, which is great. But it's just kind of like, now you have, like, Godzilla versus King Kong. Like, it's two powerhouses type, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, they're both equally matched. Like, I would like to see. And then I feel like if that were to happen as, like, a main event, I think they're, because I'm a sucker for gear. I think their ring gear would, like, be on a whole another level as well.
Absolutely.
Like, I think everything would be, like, crazy. Yeah.
So I can see that.
I see it in my head. Yeah, it's seeing in my head now. It's like, yes, this is, and the music and the pyro. Like, if they do it right. If I was in charge, it'd be a lot.
I can literally visualize, like, the most epic, like, how you're saying, like, fireworks or, like, colors
yes.
and, like, da-da-da. Like, I see it.
It'd be such a great story because if you had somebody like, I don't know, if you have somebody smaller, then your mind's automatically going to go to, okay, well, she's just going to throw her around. Like, you know, when Nia Jackson and Lana, like, you know, how Lana got put through the table like 25 times. Like, you know, that was, but now if you have both of them, it's going to be like epic. You can play, like, the epic music. You can tell the storyline. Like, but, I mean, we need to get Nia a whole nother storyline. We need to fix that. But, you know, I'm not in charge, so hopefully. But, yeah, I that's I'm for it. My imagination is fine.
Hashtag for TK in charge. She's got big ideas.
Just, you know, I just
get to all them.
I know, you don't have to take them all. Just take a few of them. Just saying. But thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate it. Like I said, I enjoyed your performance immensely at Empower. Just getting to like know you, and especially since you're Toronto, like I'm rooting for you. Even though, like, you know, my thing for Canadians is just, and I'm trying to put together a Canadian. I don't even have to be a part of it, but another goal of mine is to have like a WhatsApp Women's Canadian group.
Oh,
like I just want to set it up. You guys don't even have to tell. Like it's just wrestling, you guys, because there's just so many of you guys. It's just so amazing. It's like you're Canadian too. So you know, if you feel the need to, you know, start it, just, you don't have to credit me. Just say, TK, it happened. That's all.
It happened. Thank you so much for having me, honestly.
No problem. So tell everybody if they're not following you. By the way, you guys should be following her. If you're not, your bikini pictures, on fire.
Thank you.
It motivated me to go and do cardio again today. So thank you. But if they're not following you, where can they follow you?
So my Twitter is at Corelli Bianca, and then my Instagram is Bianca Sophia, but the end of Bianca has two A's and the end of Sophia has two A's. I'm getting better at explaining that because it was really confusing at first to try to explain that.
You're going to have to explain it a lot because there's only up is for you, so. I imagine, oh my God, so good. All right. Trina, where can everybody find you?
Facebook and YouTube and Cat We Trust. And I'm also on Twitter and Instagram and Cat We Trust, but the E is a 3.
There it is. Thank you guys so much for watching us. Make sure that you follow us on all social media platforms, www.talkpod.com. We have articles happening every week. I'm so excited about that. We have panel discussions. We have news. We have all that good stuff. Make sure you follow us on all social media as well at www.talkpod. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Till next time, guys. Ciao. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is going to be airing in 2 weeks. You'll see all the graphics. We'll tag you in and everything as well. But yes, thank you so much. Enjoy the warm weather. It's hard to go back. I'll tell you a quick story. So I was in California, and this is when the global warming was really happening. And I flew back to Toronto for Christmas. And I was wearing a hoodie. I was working at this radio station at the time. So I was wearing this hoodie. And usually my mom would bring my winter jacket to the airport.
Oh,
so I get out of the airport. It's not cold. Like, I'm still wearing a hoodie. I'm just like, this is different. Okay, global warming. Cool. We're going to be warm now. So this is what I used to run. I used to run from my mom's house down to the park in Scarborough. We were in Scarborough at the time. So did the first 2 days, started running, no issues, wearing the hoodie, all that stuff. No long johns, nothing. Day 3, went out, started running. 20 minutes into my run, I start feeling my fingertips start getting cold. And I'm like, oh, shit. The temperature dropped. So it dropped, like, dramatically. So I was in the middle of my run, so I had no, like, I had to, like, turn around. But I was still feeling the wind. By the time I got home, it was minus 20.
What?
Oh, wow.
And I died. Never to go home for Christmas ever again. I haven't been back since. I'm like,
oh my gosh. That's crazy.
It's disrespectful. It's like, how are you going to be warm when I leave? Because sometimes you leave the house and then it just bitch slaps you with the cold. That didn't happen. It was like, oh, this is just another global warming day. We're cool. Yeah, wow.
That's crazy. I've been thinking about when if I go home for, like, Christmas, I was like, damn, what am I going to wear to the airport? Like, a sweater? I'm going to come out and it's going to be, like, minus 30.
Oh, yeah, just get your parents to bring you, because then I left all my winter stuff there, so just get them to bring you a jacket and...
Yeah.
But yeah, that's...
Maybe
that's,
too.
Yeah, your blood is going to get thinner, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's not that scary, but, you know, you definitely don't want to go home during the winter time, which is unfortunate, because it is Christmas, which is like, I love you guys. We can Skype.
We can Skype.
So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
You.
This is good. This is fun. Minus all my, you know, all over the place.
Thank you so much.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.